Remember, this is a piece for two lovers. First of all, let's clear the stage. Get out. Okay, now re-enter the stage. Please stand in the middle. Center stage to be more precise. Stand facing towards the audience, but bringing your awareness towards yourself and to the very spot you are standing in. Can you feel its heat? Can you feel the vibration emanating from such a space? If you can't handle it, give a step downstage right. Remember, you are supposed to do what I'm asking you to do at the same time I'm telling you to do it, without further consideration. Now, face towards the audience, looking at them. Listen and repeat the next opening speech as though the words were your own, the best way you can, with acceptance and without judgment.
How could we possibly make a peace for two lovers, being one of them myself, and the other one my beloved partner? A peace which is real, rather than a performative mannerism. A peace which, therefore, has never been performed before. A peace that doesn't need to be rehearsed and that in fact takes both lovers by surprise, without being an improvised piece. A piece that has a set choreography, yet at the same time it is different each time it is performed. A piece that shows the full trust a lover has in his beloved and in the intentions behind his actions. And, of course, a piece which isn't longer than 15 minutes.
Now, get undressed in 10 counts. 1, 2, 3, 4. Stop! Now Antonio knows whether you are serious about this or not. Listen and repeat.
I believe this question fits perfectly in a conference on dancing economies. Antonio, on the other hand, thinks that maybe you should have a conference titled The Economies of Academia for Dancers, Incoherency between a Plethora of Events and Discussions about Dance and Their Unaffordability for Dance Artists Outside Academia.
From now on, I would like you to be always engaged with your own activity, unless I tell you to stop doing so. I would like you to be always engaged with an activity of doing, an activity which is going on no matter what. This doing, the doing of this activity of doing, should be happening even when you cannot be conscious of doing it. And yet, no matter what, keep on doing it. Doing anything I tell you to do, but doing this other continuous activity nonetheless. Doing this even when you haven't got any instructions to do. Remember, you don't need to do a lot to be doing, because by the mere fact that you are being, you are also doing. And if by any chance you get lost, just move your fucking head. What are you still doing there? Come on, go downstage right. Listen and repeat as though the words are your own.
A piece for two lovers, a piece for two lovers, a piece for two lovers, a
sit down
piece for two lovers, a piece for two lovers, a peace for two lovers.
Stand up.
A peace for two lovers.
Go up stage,
a
right.
A peace for two lovers.
Lie down.
Two lovers for a peace.
Sit up.
For two lovers, a peace, two lovers for a peace for two lovers.
Throw yourself a stage left.
For two a peace.
Sit up.
Lovers, a lovers for two peace.
Throw yourself.
A peace for two lovers.
Up and throw yourself.
A peace for two lovers.
Up and throw.
A peace for two lovers.
Up and throw.
A peace.
Up and throw.
For two lovers.
How did that go for you? Keep doing, don't forget about it. Look at me and answer the question. How did the section before go for you? How did it go? Do you think it worked? Answer to this question too. This is shit. Say it.
This is shit.
Go down stage left. Kneel down with the right foot standing in front. Say aloud and a bit angry.
Let's do some real business here. Let's show them what a piece is.
Throw yourself diagonally down stage right into a facing down dog position. Say aloud.
Even if I have to be careful not to damage the wooden dance floor with my footwear.
Stand up and go all the way downstage, all the way. Walk side to side and ask the audience for an apple. Tell them that it's very important that at least one person in the audience produces one apple. Ask them.
Does anyone has an apple?
Tell them that whoever has an apple should put it right there. Point at the floor just in front of you. Stop the walking, and wherever you are, point down to the floor. Don't wait for them to produce the apple. We'll trust a person will do it. Return upstage. And now, your continuous doing should become a much more obvious kind of doing. As you go on with this non-stop movement production, and take it easy, because it's going to last for a while, you will also do two other actions. You are going to both get totally undressed in 10 counts, and I will count till 10 for you, and listen and repeat this little story. One.
Years ago, before I was married, I often went to visit my mother in the country. She was still alive in those days.
Without walking towards it, reach for the apple.
Her house, a little cottage, was surrounded by a garden. A little garden. Dreadfully neglected and overgrown, no one had tended it for many years. And I don't think anyone had ever been in it. Even then my mother was very ill. She almost never left the house. Still, amidst the ruin of the garden, there was something that was, in its way, beautiful.
Give a bite to the apple. Taste its flavors.
Two.
Yes, now I know what it was.
Three.
When the weather was fine.
Four.
She often sat at the window.
Notice what the apple has given you.
Looking out at the garden.
Five.
She even had a special chair by the window. Once, though, I decided that I would tidy things up in the garden. That is, I wanted to mow the grass, burn the weeds, prune the trees.
Stand up naked. Place your hands in front of you, looking at them.
On the whole, I wanted to redo the garden in my own taste. With my own hands.
Face upwards to the darkness of the auditorium and see nothing.
Yes, simply to please my mother. and for 2 solid weeks I went at it with shears and a scythe.
6.
I dug and cut and sawed and weeded.
Dancing on the spot, close your eyes.
I kept my nose to the ground literally, and I took great pains to get it ready as soon as possible. My mother's condition grew worse and she kept to her bed. But I wanted her to be able...
Think. Why has he stripped me off from the tranquility?
To sit by the window and see her new garden.
7.
In short, when I was finished and everything was ready, I took a bath.
Open your eyes and look down on yourself.
Put on fresh underwear, a new jacket, even a tie.
8.
Then I sat down in the chair to see what I had made, through her eyes as it were.
Betrayal?
I sat there and looked out the window.
9.
I had prepared myself to enjoy the sight anyway. I looked out the window and saw... What did I see?
Ashamed as you are now, take your clothes and put them back on.
Where had all the beauty gone? The naturalness of it? It was so disgusting, all that evidence of violence.
And 10.
I remember once when my sister was young. She went to a barber and had her hair cut. It was the fashion then. Her hair was unbelievably lovely, golden yellow like Lady Godiva's. She came home pleased as punch. Then my father saw her. He began to cry. I think it was the same with the garden.
Okay, now let's continue with this piece. Dancing to the music. Dancing as part of your continuous doing. Listen and repeat to Antonio.
Open our eyes.
Look towards the light at the end of the room. Listen and repeat.
Open our eyes.
Feel that light which is within all of us and at the same time within none of us. Listen and repeat.
Open our eyes.
Move around the room. Move as though you are Otto's spouse, a quiet person but boiling inside, bourgeois but unable to deal with his feelings in front of others. Understand the verb to dance in an expanded way. Listen and repeat.
I think that I know now. We simply don't want to depend on anyone. Is it possible that when two people love each other, they may love in different ways? And if so...
Look at Antonio. Listen and repeat.
Who, from the two, is the strong one, and who's the weaker? This makes me think that always one of two may love without reckoning, without reservation. I wonder whether this is just some kind of dream, after some kind of life. For some reason, I always offered resistance and fought against something. Still now I can hear someone else inside me, saying, don't give in to anything, don't go along with anything, or you'll die.
Hold your head and shake it, moaning desperately. Remember, too much thinking does not allow you to think. Close your eyes and dance. Open your inner eyes. Open your eyes and stop. Raise your hands if you understand. Go up stage left and close your eyes. Dance. Open your eyes and stop. Raise your hands if you understand. Go middle stage left and close your eyes. Dance. Open your eyes and feel. Feel your body. Touch it. Close your eyes and open your inner self. Listen and repeat.
I feel the light.
Dance and raise your hands. Find a spot where you can feel the light. Open your eyes and receive the light. Stop!